Mid-afternoon on a Victory Monday here in Foxborough, news broke that the Patriots traded Pro Bowl linebacker Jamie Collins to the Cleveland Browns in exchange for a third-round compensatory draft pick. The stunning move left room for a multitude of questions both inside and outside of the locker room. And today, just a day later, Collins' now former teammates admit that that's just the nature of the business.
So there's always, you know, change throughout the year that really... It happens every year, and, you know, there's injuries that, you know, you deal with. There's trades that happen, so it's just part of the game. So you try and focus on what you can do to improve your game and, you know, continue to focus here on the rest of the season that we have to, you know, keep marching forward.
Jamie is a great player. He's a great person, and still is, obviously. You know, change is part of the league. It's part of what happens all the time. So we just kind of, you know, we understand that. We move on.
Collins, a second-round pick in the 2013 draft, has 10.5 career sacks, 285 tackles, 10 forced fumbles, and one defensive touchdown in just 3.5 seasons in the NFL. Collins led the Patriots in tackles in 2014 and 2015 and started 6 of his 7 games this season, leaving traces of lingering surprise resonating in the locker room.
Just was shocked, that's all. Just shocked.
I mean, he's a playmaker, but, I mean, that's part of football.
He's not here anymore. Next man up. Just got to keep moving forward.
Left in the Patriots linebacking core, captain and emerging veteran Dante Hightower. Early season acquisition Barkevious Mingo and new additions Kyle Van Noy and Trevor Riley, as well as rookie Alandon Roberts. Roberts, a sixth-round pick out of Houston, surfaced as a playmaker in Week 5 against Cleveland, playing 31 snaps and recording 6 tackles. He followed that performance with his first career start and 7 tackles against Cincinnati.
Well, I view it as another week to get better, to be able to put my best foot forward for the team, and that's it. I'm not looking nowhere right now. Whatever the team needs me to do, I'm going to do it, and it starts in practice.
With half a season remaining, linebackers coach Brian Flores says it will take a collective effort to fill the shoes of number 91, and moving forward is the only option.
We're going to have to. You know what I mean? We're going to have to. I mean, somebody's going to have to go out there and play those positions. Who it's going to be, you know, obviously we got a couple weeks to kind of determine whether you know, who those players are going to be. But, you know, I think we'll do our best as a staff to try to, you know, put the best group of players out on the field.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.